Welcome to another podcast from Planet Shakers Church. For details on campus locations and service times, check out planetshakers.com. Today we have Pastor Sam Evans speaking on From the Ashes We Rise. Let's check it out.
As I was talking to the Lord about today, he just dropped in this one little phrase into my heart. And when I heard it, I was so, so excited for us today. And it was a simple little phrase, from the ashes we rise. And that's exactly what God wants to do in our lives, because that is His character. And so I'm just so thankful that even through a challenging time as this in our world, we are hearing story after story, testimony after testimony of God moving miraculously in individual lives, because He is not withheld. He is not stopped by a lockdown. God is still on the move. And so I want to remind us today about who He is and therefore what He wants to do in our lives. We have heard this scripture so many times, Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose. Yay! We qualify for the goodness of God moving in our lives, turning all things around, turning a lockdown around. Amen. Yeah. So this week we heard of some more testimonies, and I thought, you know what? I want to share some now testimonies. And so we heard this wonderful story from one of our pastors, shared about a couple in our church, Natalie and Sean. And they had this heart's desire to start their own restaurant, their own business during lockdown. Like, what courageous people of faith. And so they were praying for about 12 months for this particular property in the Mornington Peninsula. And, you know, just praying, waiting, seeking God. And so one night they came to Urban Life, or, you know, Zoomed Urban Life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for Zoom. Help our attitudes towards Zoom. Amen. And so, you know, they came together and they prayed that this opportunity would open up to them. And the very next day, this property came available to them, which is amazing, right? So then they moved to Mornington. They are ready, you know, to fork out 400K to set up this restaurant. And, you know, they are so excited about this opportunity. But as they're down there, the Holy Spirit says, wait. It's like, ooh, okay, wait. And so in the waiting, see, this is where God is so good. Because really deep in their hearts is a desire to stay here in the city. Deep in their hearts, they didn't want to leave their urban life. They wanted to stay with this family, urban life family that they'd, you know, spent so much time with and love. So that was in their hearts as well. See, this is where God is the God of the impossible. He sees our desires. And so time went on, but Natalie, who was working at the time in this particular restaurant, in this, managing this restaurant, the business owner came to her and said, hey, I've got another business and it's on Chapel Street. And so I think that I would like to give you that business. Like, oh my goodness. Not only was their heart's desire seen by God. See, this is our God. He sees the desires of our heart. He sees our passions. And so God, in the moment of lockdown where things are closing down, God starts to move in a couple's life who would dare to believe Him and ask Him and see the breakthrough. He is awesome, church. He is the God that turns all things around for good. The other part of that story is that they were able to also go on a 2-month trip to Colombia back home to visit their parents, and like God providing everything there too. Oh my Lord, maybe we'll do it in Planet Shakers News one time and you can hear all the details, but isn't God amazing? I want to read this scripture to you again, Isaiah 61. We've read this many times. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. Can you see the turnaround? Preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Come on, healing for brokenness. Here to proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim an acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities and the desolations of many generations. From the ashes we rise. Oh, Planet Shakers, would we get excited about our God? He is the God of the turnaround, and he wants to exchange with us his goodness, his power, his anointing, his healing for everything that we are struggling with right now. How fitting. From the ashes we rise. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. This is what God wants to do in your life today. I want to stir hope in you again. I want to stir faith in you again. You know, I know it's troublesome. I know it's hard at times. You get a diagnosis, you're suffering with pain or some kind of illness, or you lose your job, or maybe they're talking about shutting down the business where you're working, or maybe they're talking about, you know, all sorts of restrictions and all sorts of terrible things. And the emotions with us, you know, they're like, ah! What's going to happen? What am I going to go? How is this going to work out? But church, we have seen God move time and time again. Every single Sunday, we put a testimony up there to encourage you that God is moving. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he's got a miracle for the person on your left or your right, he's got a miracle for you. We just got to believe our God and who he is. He is a God of his word. He will never fail. So today there is a supernatural exchange for you. I want you to get ready for it. I want you to stir your faith. Today is a day of change. Today I'm going to receive that supernatural exchange in Isaiah 40, 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and the weary be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, Planet Shakers, this is the power of our God. And not just for the person on our left or right, for us, every single person in this room. The power of God to overcome it all. Come on, we sing about all these things. You know, there was another testimony that I heard this week. I wanted to get, you know, current testimonies because I wanted you to know so strongly, I suppose, that we're not talking about years ago. We're not talking about centuries ago. We're talking about last week. And so a particular woman that attended our church, actually our Geelong campus, hadn't been along to church for a long while, but the last time her and her family were at church, you know, her marriage was going through a very hard time. But anyway, they managed to patch things up, which, praise God, but then she became pregnant again with their third child. And so she reached out to her Urban Life coach. Like all of our Urban Life coaches, you are amazing. We celebrate you today. What powerful men and women of God you are. And so, yeah, good job. But reached out to her Urban Life coach and asked for some prayer. And then, you know, she was encouraged to come along to church on Sunday. And so she came, the family came, and she was 28 weeks pregnant at that time. And she had gone through a series of tests, and the doctors had found some abnormalities in the baby's brain that could have severe effect upon the baby. And they actually encouraged her to think about terminating the pregnancy. This is 28 weeks. It's not nice. It's not a nice diagnosis. And so the pastors prayed and anointed her with oil. She went to the ultrasound, and then a few days after, she received a phone call about the ultrasound. The ultrasound found that the baby was completely normal and completely healed. There's nothing wrong with that baby. Friends, this is our God. He is faithful, He is powerful, He is a miracle worker, that even in the womb, He can touch that baby's body and bring about healing. Come on, this is what we can have, what we can experience, what is our inheritance because of what Jesus has done. And you know, I know life can be tough. I know there's all sorts of emotions. I know there's all sorts of words out there, all sorts of reporting. You know, nowadays I'm like, I don't even know what the truth is. I don't want to listen to you. Let me just read God's word, because I know that's true. And so I know there's all sorts of stuff out there. And as individuals in this room, there's all sorts of challenges that you can go through. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying it's not emotional. It is that this is when we have to understand, from the ashes we will rise. For the most troublesome times in our life, look around you. We are still here. We are still here, even though we're in a city that had the worst lockdown in the world. The church is still on the rise. God is still moving. We are still believing our God. Amen. Oh, He is so good. But you know, there was so many examples in the Bible of, you know, rising from the ashes. And you know, I had to narrow it down just for a few because we've hardly got any time left. But anyway, I began to think about Lazarus. 4 days dead. 4 days in the grave. That's pretty impossible. You can't even say, you know, the medical profession, you know, restarted his heart after 4 days. The most impossible situation. And you see Martha and Mary really upset. You see people that love Lazarus really upset. And yet Jesus delayed. Jesus waited. It's tough sometimes in the delay. And so He first of all talks to Martha. And He asks her this, He says this to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? I think this is the same question for us today as Jesus asked Martha, do you believe this? Do you believe I'm capable of raising the dead? Do you believe I'm capable of stepping into the most terrible situation and seeing it turned around for good? We just got to believe. And then Jesus called Lazarus from the grave, and they were in absolute awe and marveled at this incredible moment. But that is what we have got to understand about our God, about our situation. We got to put away cynicism. We got to put away doubt. We got to put away the words of a cynical world that would just laugh at us to believe in God for a turnaround. And we've got to stand up out of the ashes. Come on, out of the ashes we rise. We rise in the power and the anointing of Almighty God to see a turnaround in our lives and in our city. And we know Lazarus came out of that grave, had to undo all of those grave clothes. And but you know what? I don't want to talk much longer about this. But I believe this is God speaking to us, offering us an opportunity to stand and believe again. Offering us an opportunity to respond to his word. He whispered into my heart, from the ashes, we rise. And so today, I want to spend a little bit more time praying for people in this room. So I just would invite you to close your eyes and just try and forget about the people that you're sitting around and who's next to you. I want you to close your eyes and focus on Jesus. I want to allow him time to speak to you, to knock on the door of your heart and say, hey, we can do this. Come on, we can do this together. If we partner together, I can turn it all around. I can bring a miracle just like I did to Lazarus. God can do this, church. And so for a moment, would you allow the Holy Spirit just to work upon your heart? Work upon the condition of your heart. Maybe life has beaten it down a bit. It's a bit harder to believe. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to stir hope in you again? Hope to believe.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?